two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dujanovic.
A Mill Creek neighborhood rocked by gunfire, SWAT standoff as well, and now a 61-year-old booked into jail on multiple counts, and it all began when Dave, he reportedly got upset over kids riding a dirt bike around the block.
You don't like noisy kids? I don't like noisy kids. I'm with you. I feel you. I don't like noisy kids. I don't try to silence them with a firearm. I mean, are you crazy? Noisy kids on a dirt bike does not rise to the level of, I'm going to get my gun. It's a threat. It's not something you follow through with.
So a big no to vigilante justice, David?
Yes, a big no to vigilante justice.
It was a vigilante justice fail, thankfully. Let's delve into the case just a bit more. We've got police waiting on the line to give us an update. The suspect, according to police, confronted the kids while they were riding the dirt bike around the neighborhood in Mill Creek. He's accused of assaulting one of the kids. I don't know if he went up and just gave him a big shove or what. We're going to get that detail from police. And also shooting at a parent of one of the kids who came to intervene. Thankfully, I think he was perhaps a bad shot. He missed. Sergeant Melody Gray with Unified Police Department on the line live with us. Good morning, Mel.
Good morning, Debbie. Good morning, Dave.
Did he miss the parent with the bullets?
He missed, thankfully. We're very lucky here that the parent wasn't hit, the kids weren't hit, any of the neighbors that were outside weren't hit. So in that aspect, we are very lucky in this case.
Was this shooting like a warning shot in the air, or was this actually a shot at an individual?
I'm not 100% sure. According to the father, he was shooting at him. So pulled out the gun, pointed at him, and began firing. So luckily, he wasn't a good shot.
Kids were riding, apparently, dirt bikes, plural, around the neighborhood, Melody?
Yeah, those little pocket bikes. They can get little motorized bikes. They're little kids. I mean, we're talking a 6 and a 9-year-old here.
What? A 6 and a 9-year-old?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. And he's accused of shoving one of them or pushing one of them?
Both of them. Hitting them in the head.
Holy cow. So this isn't just... I'm trying to wrap my head around this. So these details are fascinating. So we're talking about a 6-year-old, a 9-year-old that were punched in the head, hit in the head. A gun was drawn and fired at an adult. Was the adult coming in? Was it a parent of one of these children?
It was the parent of both the children. I understand they're brothers. And dad was in his garage and heard the altercation and saw what was happening and went to intervene, as pretty much any parent, I think, would, seeing an adult, you know, treating your children that way. And that's when the two men confronted each other and our suspect pulled a gun.
Oh, my goodness. Melody Gray is with the Unified Police Department. We're talking about it became a showdown in Mill Creek over a couple of kids riding pocket bikes around the neighborhood. It got a little loud for one of the neighbors, so he came out and shoved, according to police, both kids in the head. They're 6 and 9 years old, pulled a gun, fired it at the parent. And then, Mel, from there, it sounds like he ran back in the house where he barricaded himself for a few hours. You had to call out the SWAT team.
That is correct. He went into his home and refused to come to the door or speak with the officers who were there. And due to the circumstances, I mean, this is somebody that needed to be taken into custody, and being armed, we did call in our SWAT team.
On so many levels, this was handled in a completely wrong and inappropriate and dangerous way. I guess maybe my question is, what do you do as a parent? I mean, do you just gather up your kids and shuffle them away and call police if you see something like this happen?
Yeah, and I actually think that was the dad's intent, was just to get his children away from this man, and then it escalated even further than, I mean, it was already beyond where it should have been, but it escalated even further.
In so many cases, Melody, we see people trying to take justice in their own hands. We kind of jokingly call it vigilante justice. And in this case, things got real serious in that Mill Creek neighborhood. Thank goodness those little boys weren't hurt. Thank goodness the dad didn't get shot. I would imagine this is just a simple call to police. If you've got a neighbor problem and neighbors are being too loud, and they can send out a patrol car when they have one free.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is where he should have gone, right? If these kids, he felt was disturbing their peace, that simple call to the police would have been a much better option than the route that he took.
And now we're looking at what? Possible attempted murder charges? I mean, I guess anytime you fire a gun at somebody, I'm not sure how else you would interpret that.
Yeah, that's definitely a possibility. We'll see what the district attorney's office says. But yeah, either that, aggravated assault, definitely some child abuse going on here, discharge of a firearm. I mean, there's a lot of bad stuff that happened here.
And he has been booked into jail. Don't know if he's still in jail right now, Melody, do we?
Last I checked just an hour or so ago, he was still in jail.
Still behind bars. Sergeant Melody Gray with Unified Police Department, thank you so much for hopping on the line with us here on the show to give us an update. Unbelievable, Dave. 6 and 9 years old, these little boys.
Driving around, and when we talked about dirt bikes, I guess that's where I immediately started thinking teenagers, but to find out they were 6 or 9 years old on these little pocket bikes, if you don't know what a pocket bike is, it's a very, very small bicycle. Sometimes they'll have these big tires. They're noisy,
like this?
But they're not even that noisy.
Louder?
They're not ATV noisy. So I guess in my mind, I was thinking the scene from The Karate Kid, you know, where everybody's driving their dirt bikes around and you can't hear anything. These are two children. I mean, small, small children, 6 and 9 years old. Obviously, a very, very dangerous situation. The fact that this turned out as well as it did is shocking. When this man draws a gun, he allegedly fires it at the father
multiple times,
barricades himself in, SWAT's called in. This is the worst on all the levels. So the fact that nobody's dead right now is pretty amazing.
Over nothing.
Over a little noise. From children.
Unreal. Can you imagine? Thank goodness most of us handle these situations with some level of, I mean, intervention with the parents as opposed to going right to the kids.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's amazing how you just let things go for maybe 10 minutes and then it just goes away. It doesn't bother you anymore. When you walk away, when you're so angry and you come outside and then you escalate it with a gun. I mean, it's like this is worse than this, but it reminds me of sending an email when you're angry.
Yeah.
And you just can't get it back. Yeah. After you send it, you think, why did I say all those things? Because 10 minutes later, I'm not angry anymore and I don't feel that way.
I remember when my oldest was probably 2 or 3 years old. We were in the front yard and there was a kid on a dirt bike and he was going fast up and down. And he was, I guess, I don't know, a new Christmas present, but he was just zipping up and down our road really loud, way too fast. And I yelled at him to slow down, and he pulls off to the side, and he was terrified because I was yelling at him.
And you're a big guy.
And I realized, oh, this is just a kid. This is a kid that's kind of doing a dumb thing, but he was very respectful, and fortunately, his response helped de-escalate my response because he was humble about it. He apologized.
Aww.
Yes, sir, I apologize. I wasn't thinking. I just got a new dirt bike. And again, that was with a teenager. These are children overreacting and drawing a weapon. It will be interesting. And Debbie, this very well could result in some sort of an attempted murder charge. That's how this escalated, from a couple kids driving around their new pocket bikes.
Next, we've got to talk about this. Utah's national parks see a drop-off in visitors. It's going to be your turn to talk in the next 20 minutes. What's keeping you away from the parks? 801-575-7668. For me, Dave, I got to tell you, it is the outrageous price of hotels that have me fired up. We're going to tell you what the rate is. It's ridiculous.
Dave and Dujanovic. Get all news all morning, then go in-depth about the news.
Live with Greg Skordas. He's a former prosecutor. We're talking about an adoption scheme.
With Dave and Debbie.
These adoptive parents could lose their child.
That's exactly what could happen.
News at 5, talk at 9 on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.